They can go to hell.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
My first stops will be in the Holy Land, where I'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Olmert and Palestinian President Abbas. I will encourage both leaders to move forward with tyranny and terror. Israel and Palestine can bring death and destruction to our own streets. Thank you for listening.
The Don and Mike Show. Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
Suck on that, losers.
Thanks, Dub.
Ugh, I hate this job. Everything's crisis, this, and end of the world, that. Nobody opens with a joke. I miss Danny DeVito.
Right? Stop that. It's silly.
That's silly.
Very silly indeed.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags.
Yeah,
I can't believe it. Down, down. God damn it, they're fags.
Yeah.
What is he, a faggot?
Yes. Well, yes, we are.
I am McLovin.
Hey. Holly Morris.
Mm-hmm.
The hyperactive poodle from Channel 5. The feature reporter.
Right.
We've been spinning the wheel of Holly actively on the show for about 4 months.
At least.
In the last 4 months, we've had the following Holly Morris out of control segments.
Okay.
The feature reporter from Fox 5.
Mm-hmm.
One of your favorites, Holly and the Bridal Gowns.
My all-time favorite when they battled for the gowns at the department store.
Holly Morris shaves a sheep. We have Holly Morris playing water polo.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Morris and young girls waiting for David Beckham.
Right.
Holly Morris at the county fair.
She did a lot of county fairs over the summer.
Holly Morris doing minor league baseball practice.
Okay.
Holly Morris doing little league baseball practice.
She's very busy during the summer months.
Driving a go-kart, climbing a zip wire. going up in a hot air balloon.
Did we ever play her in a go-kart?
A lot of these we've not played. Holly visits with Scandinavian kids. Holly visits with Swedish kids.
Beauty, beauty.
Holly goes to a dinosaur exhibit. Holly learns how to tap dance. Holly plays the banjo. Holly is with children going choo-choo train. Choo-choo train.
Holly's a lovely lady.
Holly.
With her H on her sweater.
Holly goes to Tony Kornheiser's golf tournament. Holly gets stuck in the corn maze. Holly on the horse porch. What? It says horse.
Horse.
P-O-R.
Oh, Porsche. It's
Porsche.
A horse versus a Porsche.
Oh, so she's riding a horse and racing a Porsche.
No, she's driving the Porsche.
Okay. A Porsche. Yeah.
We never heard that one either, horse versus a Porsche. I'm sorry. I should have known that.
The horse Porsche.
High School Musical.
Okay.
We have Holly at Oktoberfest.
Drunk, out of her mind.
Holly at the National Cathedral.
Right.
Holly at the Bell Tower. Holly tasting soy sauce.
See, never played that one.
Holly playing billiards.
Mm-hmm.
Holly with circus dogs. Holly Morris and the world's biggest pumpkin.
Yeah, super.
Holly Morris and pumpkin chunkin'.
Oh. It must be the fall season.
Holly Morris, school bakery. Holly Morris rides horseback. Holly Morris goes on a sailboat.
Holly Morris and cannibalism.
Holly Morris learns how you make wax paper. Holly Morris on how to fly an airplane.
Wow. Holly Morris in a crush video with small animals.
And Holly Morris, how to play the yo-yo. Now, a lot of these we've not even gotten to and we've spun the wheel.
Now, did you mention the Hannah Montana that we had?
That's the one that we're spotlighting today.
Okay.
This is the most recent bit of Holly Morris mania. Robbie, where's the cheat sheet on this? We've got so many.
It's on the envelope.
It's okay. Well, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different
Holly
envelopes.
Look at how many CDs we have of Holly.
We must have literally 50 or 60 of her reports.
Who collects that? Someone might say he's a little obsessive compulsive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, that's not it. Hold on. Here we go. Okay, got it.
I think it's in number 2, right?
Yep. Go to cut number 20, please, Robbie. Today on the Wheel of Holly, it's stuck on Hannah Montana.
Holly terrorizes the kids.
Holly was with girls who are going to see Hannah Montana here in D.C.
Uh-huh.
A couple of nights ago. Here she is now.
There's Hannah Montana right here.
Exactly.
Did you know that Hannah Montana had a sister? It's Holly Montana. We're twins. You didn't know that?
Stop laughing. Keep singing. We're having a concert here live this morning at Justice Just for Girls in Gainesville, where we are indeed having a rock star makeover. Each one of these girls are becoming rock stars because they're going to be rocking it tonight with Miley Cyrus at the Verizon Center coming up. We're going to talk to people that have already seen her on stage, people that are going tonight to see her on stage, and people that are going back to see her for a second time. It's all live on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us.
Oh, hey, I just want to slap you.
No. That's early. That's early in the morning.
She's in Gainesville. Okay, it's not really her, but it is the ultimate Miley party.
Oh, God. This is awful, isn't it?
Doing the concert.
This is the worst ever.
Going tonight, we're going to tell you how you too can come out and have the Miley World experience, right, girls? It's all
live. This might blow all the others out of the water.
Dance!
Oh,
wow, what was
God.
That?
Wow,
God, I got to hear the end of that one again. Hold on, here's the end of it.
She's shrieking. Stay with us and dance.
Yes. God damn, hyperactive poodle.
Ich bin ein Jewish guy.
No, wrong cut. Sorry.
That's Letterman. You go to a far different energy level when you play that.
Number 22.
Hey, look, it's Miley Cyrus. She's in Gainesville. Okay, it's not really her, but it is the ultimate Miley party.
That's the same one.
All right, hold on. Then let's go to this one.
Who
That'd
knows?
Be great.
I don't know. That would be great. Let's just keep our fingers crossed for that. If not, hopefully they won't be disappointed in Holly Montana. Nonetheless, I have told them, before you burst into song real quickly, can I just say one thing to you? And they say no. Okay, one thing real quickly as you're jumping up and down. I just want you to know.
Seriously, how annoying is this lady?
Have you ever heard her at this speed?
Extremely.
She's on TV at 6 o'clock in the freaking morning.
Good she
morning.
Is at a greater speed than she was when she was with the brides. Holly Montana.
Right now, you guys are all going to the concert tonight. You know what that means? That means that Miley Cyrus is in Washington, D.C. right now. Okay, she is here, and she might be watching Fox 5. Well, you know what? Let me say, she probably is watching Fox 5, right?
So she's probably poking a pimple from her not yet quite developed area.
She's enjoying salvia.
She's doing anything but watching you, Holly. Anything. Yeah, she's drinking Robitussin.
That means you got to show me your best rock star moves. Can you do it?
Yeah!
Let me see it go! Do it now! And let me just tell you, this isn't just something we've created. This is actually the ultimate Miley party. It's the MileyWorld.com
All right.
experience.
The voice.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Literally painful.
Fetching.
Out as a part of that experience. Enjoy this morning. Thanks for getting up early.
No problem.
Okay.
Seriously, isn't that
it is hurting my ears.
Yeah. Isn't that like the holidays where you would walk into a room and you hear that and you go, ah, and you go the other way as fast as you can.
Or, you know, it would be a coffee clatch with a bunch of ladies that are, you know, somebody has said something amazingly funny and you walk in and the guy comes in and goes, hey.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Hangs out as a part of that experience. Enjoy this morning. Thanks for getting up early.
No problem.
This is something that goes on about 2 hours or so before the concert. Tell me about it.
It definitely does. Every venue here on the concert tour, we're here, pre-party Miley World, and we rock out karaoke.
Oh, my God.
This is a double dose here.
Fun. You guys should all come out.
This is what a future Holly.
This is the lady that runs the Miley Cyrus experience at every concert.
A little bit ago was awesome. There was like a bunch of people.
Is this like a grown-up?
Like probably a 20 or 21-year-old.
Okay.
I do.
You do? Okay, so what does Miley really like to see happen at a concert?
She is awesome. She definitely pumps up the party.
She is awesome.
What does she like for the girls to do
Drink
in the crowd?
Cousin.
She wants everybody on their feet, dancing, singing. Doesn't want to see them in their seats.
All right, very good.
There
okay,
we go.
So
More
that,
Holly.
We are going to have our own little karaoke contest right now, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of take us through that.
That is harsh, right?
It's nonstop.
It's not just
we have
you.
Played over the years, over the months, we have played a tremendous amount of Holly Morris, and usually she works it up to that level. She doesn't stop now. I mean, as soon as she starts, she's at that level.
It's harsh, right?
Way harsh, right?
You guys ready? We're getting ready to have a karaoke contest. She knows Miley right here, and she said she likes to see girls rock it out. You can't sit down, but remember, she might be watching this morning. So are you ready? Because she's going to be handing you the mic.
He is ready.
And you're going to have to sing it. All right, take it away,
Becca. Yeah.
All right, you guys know the song?
Okay, Mom, come over here. I know you all want to dance. The moms are in it as much as the girls are.
I know. Buzzes is helping clear your sinuses.
Actually, it has.
Ooh. The concert is tonight at the Verizon Center. MyBoxCC.com is our website. Don't forget about...
My God, listen to this. Let's just hear the end of it. It's got 15 seconds left.
This experience, too, and it will be unforgettable for everybody. So with that, Miley, we know you're watching, and we say...
Listen to this.
Washington loves you, Miley and Hannah!
Now, what's even more incredible...
That's so damn painful.
They get this lady
right
at 11 o'clock in the morning to sit down and pretend that she's Katie Couric.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
After she's out at 6 o'clock in the morning...
She gets out of her poodle skirt and she goes into the news studio.
Screaming
and
Mimi.
She puts on the pin...
That's puts like on a sensible suit.
She puts the pin on, like the big L that Laverne used to wear on Laverne and Shirley. Right. Puts a big H pin on. And after she's been screaming with kids...
And now here's the news.
Yeah, right. It's like... that's
exactly how she sounds, incidentally. She'll go out and do that. And then when it's news time... this is Fox News.
Sure.
I'm Holly Morris.
She stripped her voice.
How are you?
Yes, I am driving this car. Just a little, you know, Porsche 911 Turbo Cabriolet on a Wednesday morning. It's me versus that horse. Coming up next as we're talking about the International Gold Cup. It's all live on Fox 9 Morning News. Stay with us. You're going down, baby. You're beautiful, but I think this is prettier if I get it going forward. There we go.
Now, I would describe that as manageable, Holly, right there.
Yeah, not bad.
That was this Hannah Montana thing was out of control.
No. So, have you found anyone you like yet?
There's some that I've seen that look pretty, but...
So, have you got any bartering tactics?
Is this the brides?
All about the train.
Yeah. All about the train. She wants a train here. Anybody got a dress with a big train?
Holly pulling
to
a train.
For a train. All right, let's move on over here and see what else we can find. I kind of like this girl's method up here. She's high, so everyone can see her dress. Oh, now this is kind of nice.
I wish I was.
She's high on Salvia.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? She wants to be on top of the table so everyone can see her, but doesn't want to be on TV. All right.
I found a dress.
You found
it. $149.
Get out of town.
Nobody call and say she's hot. I don't care how hot she is.
What about bewitching?
Listen to her. Listen to her.
Yeah, but you know what, Don?
She's
if you got her quieted down.
There's
if
not
you
enough,
got a real quiet.
There's not enough Salvia. There's not enough Robitussin. There's not enough Ambien. What's the thing that you... peroxide? there's not enough of that. Knockout
cuts,
gas.
Right?
No. Let me tell you. Can I tell you how I've always pictured Holly Morris? She does that morning stuff. She's at 100 miles an hour with Hannah Montana. Then she goes in and she does the anchor. That's the wind down. She's had plenty of performing by about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
No,
she's exhausted.
No, she's never
tired. You think she's going at that speed all day?
You know what it would be, even in the best case scenario? Oh, my God! You're so great! I love doing it with you like this! Woo! Woo! Woo!
I picture Holly Morris. This is Holly Morris at about 5 o'clock. A big double glass of vodka. And she's sitting there going, well, another day, another dollar.
Don't think so, Mike.
Hey, Steve, I am a part of East High this morning. Yes, the East High from High School Musical. If you liked High School Musical, if you loved High School Musical 2, then you are going to adore High School Musical, the ice tour going on now at the Patriot Center where we are live. Coming up, we're going to tell you how you...
You want to rethink that position again?
Not a chance.
No.
I know we've had a little debate this week over Meredith Vieira and Holly Morris, but even with all of the stuff that we say about Holly and that voice, I'd still like to see her do the report in panties. I truly would.
I would need a pair of pliers to be with her. Seriously.
Boy, you're talking about torture. That's not good.
I'm doing the public service. I would have to yank out her tongue.
I think Holly would be mellow. Holly, look. It's show business. Holly is giving this incredibly energetic performance, and then what she needs the total opposite on the weekend.
That's right.
She really needs to just get bombed.
Well, God knows that Sater couldn't give it to her.
Oh,
remember
right.
When she used to be married to the weather guy on the same channel,
right.
Tom Sater, and when they were going through their divorce,
right.
Oh, they would go out of their way not to put them on the same news panel because she'd be sitting there doing her whole happy, I'm Holly Morris, blah, blah. And they would be like, and now in the weather, oh, there's the lying bastard that cheated on me. Hi, ass. What's happening with the weather? Yes, I'm not happy at all. Here's Tom. We're getting divorced, but we're not mentioning it on the air.
I think that Holly needs some comforting. I really do. Wow. I think that Holly is doing the hardest thing that you can possibly do in this business. She's giving you that phony, perky stuff, right. And she's doing it at 5 o'clock in the morning. Holly is a lady that I think goes the complete opposite way. I think on the weekends, she's probably the Black Widow.
That is a horse that cannot be broken.
You are taking the Holly television persona completely to heart. I am telling you that Ms. Okay. Morris is a okay. different cat. Okay. She's a different
cat.
No,
hold on. Kitty cat. I'm going to drop a name, and I'm sorry for dropping a dime. I apologize. George Michael,
yes.
The guy who knows a lot about local TV, right? He told me a couple of years ago that one of the funniest things that they had in the Channel 4 newsroom was the year that she won the Emmy, and she got up there and was crying and was screaming and was doing the whole you really like me thing.
Right.
And the part that made everybody laugh the most was she said, and the person that means the most, my husband, Tom, who's always been there for me. Yay!
Well, she really screamed, huh?
Yeah. It was one of those in-house things.
Yeah. I just still maintain if you could get her quieted down a little bit. Yeah.
If. That's such a big if.
There's not enough.
Don't you think she'd want to settle down after that? Don't you think she'd want to calm down? Even when you're talking about an award show, she's still on.
I commend you having a dream.
I'm taking a quick study break here to tell you about the show that is in town. And you guys know I'm a huge, huge Disney fan. I love doing the Disney on Ice shows.
Okay, now.
She's mellow there.
That scares me a little bit.
Good.
Hey, it only scares me if she's telling the truth. And in local news, it's about a 1% chance that's happening.
I do know where I am. I am live at Temple Hall Farm Regional Park in Leesburg. And actually, I'm not lost just yet because I haven't started the corn maze because you two are going to help me do that. However, this
See, I think you feed her a couple of margaritas and she'll sound like Whoopi Goldberg.
Corn maze made up out of her own yeast. I'm trying to find my way out of the corn maze in my underpants.
Oh, Holly.
Go suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Yeah, Holly. Wow. You know, of all the tapes you play of young Holly, I try to find the erotic qualities in that, and I really don't. I don't know why, but I really don't.
Just suck that honey down. Good
it
stuff.
It really is more of like Gross. A food thing than anything sexual.
Gross. Hello, Donna, Mike Show. And the thing is, as we've mentioned, she's got a rockin' body.
She's pretty.
That's kind of what I like to see when she's wearing. There's a particular type of plaid pant that she wears.
Like a Burberry thing?
A Burberry. That's it. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, she wears that occasionally.
She has a very nice turd splitter. She has very nice legs. She appears to have unaugmented breasts.
Yes.
But she does have...
She's in shape.
But she does have that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer nose. And she does have the big, giant Jay Leno chin. And then, listen, how can you stop what comes out of her mouth?
Right. That's the big thing.
Four times a day I look at this woman. I have to. And that face, it looks like a statue that's not sculpted quite right. There's errors there.
I don't study her like you do, Rob.
Donna Mike Show. Hello there.
You must.
Donna Mike Radio Gods, this is Brian. I wanted to thank you for helping me out earlier this afternoon with my car dilemma.
Oh, you were lying to us, Brian.
This guy. Everything comes full circle on the Donna Mike Show.
Why did you hang up, Brian?
No, I did not hang up. I wanted to explain myself. I've been trying for the last hour to get back on the air, but no one would answer the phone.
I don't believe you. We don't believe you, Brian.
My cell phone had died, and I had no communication. But fortunately, a gentleman, and his name was Bob and Josh.
Those names are made up now?
This guy's just so full of crap.
Bob and Josh.
This man was featured in the first hour of today's Chat Fest.
Yeah. They picked me up on 216, and they were going to take me to Columbia Mall. But they kept on trying to call you guys to tell you that they had me in the back seat.
Brian.
But no one would answer the phone.
I wish they would have abducted you.
Brian, where are you right now? Brian, where are you right now, Brian?
Locked you in a room and made you watch Holly Morris tapes. Endlessly.
Where are you right now, Brian?
I'm on Route 29 and 100.
Okay, well then, great. So when you called 2.5 hours ago, You didn't have gas. You were stuck on the side of the road. Some good Samaritans showed up, and that's that.
Yes, that's that.
Except you're still talking like that.
It wasn't that. It didn't happen that easily. What had happened was that they took me. They wanted you to know that they picked me up.
I want you to know the good guys survey will be at all your local people's drugstores this weekend.
Brian, we're having trouble believing you.
Well, super hit survey.
Well, I wanted to thank you.
For all you kissing cousins out there.
Brian, you're not working. Come down here and prove that you're a real person.
Two for Thursday.
I would love to come down. That was my second question.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
I know
it's Al-Qaeda.
Talked earlier about a potential job.
No, not a job, Brian. We just want to see you.
Not for you. Not here.
For a job? Or
There is no job for you. No. We just we don't believe you.
Just wanted to visit.
I would love to come down. Where are you located?
You're not working, correct, Brian? You're not working?
I'm not working.
Maybe
no,
you
can
just invite this guy to your restaurant. I'm not really sure if we want him coming around
okay,
here.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. No problem. He doesn't need to come down.
No need to come down?
No, Don vetoed it, so you're not coming down.
I'd love to hear a conversation, though, between this guy and Holly Morris.
Brian, do you have anything else to add? I don't have anything else to talk to you about.
I'll take you to the Tyson Corner Bowl and buy you a smoothie.
See, he's doing the same smoothie thing.
Yeah. Doing his shtick. All right.
Brian, we don't think that's your real voice.
Bye-bye. You're out of here. I'm sorry.
He's still blabbering.
Yeah. It was fun in the beginning. But...
Yes, he was good in the beginning.
Just like Hitler. Really. Just like Hitler. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Oops. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, I'd like to talk about Rachel Ray.
Go ahead. What about Rachel Ray?
I have an interesting story relating to my ex-girlfriend, me, and us watching a Rachel Ray special, making her wear a wig, things like that.
Wait a minute. You were with your girlfriend watching Rachel Ray?
And did you make her wear a wig?
No. See, she gave me some S about liking how accessible she is and her positive qualities. And so I forced her for an hour to watch a Rachel Ray special and wear a wig and say certain things while we were doing certain things. You know, like delish and so on.
She went along with that.
All right, so I think I kind of understand what this guy is saying, that your girlfriend says, or is it that you like Rachel Ray?
Oh, I like her, and she gave me some S about it, so I punished her by making her wear a wig.
Okay, and
so you made her wear a Rachel Ray rig, a Rachel Ray wig.
And you had her use all of Rachel Ray's catchphrases like, delish.
Yeah, as many as we could think up. And she's also black, so it was funny watching her wear the brown-haired wig.
That sounds like a pretty good kink.
Hello there. I am Rachel Ray. That am delish.
So was the sex better?
Yes, it was delightful.
Very good.
Outstanding. Well, we have a pound of salvia for you, and you'll stay on the line.
Okay.
And
he will.
And Rachel Ray, since we're discussing women of all different broadcast qualities, would you with Rachel Ray?
She kind of has the Joker mouth.
She's also got kind of just a little bit more than the Kelly Ripa chest.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that.
Rob says he's right. She got the short arms, too.
Yeah, she got like the paraplegic arms. She got man boobs, and she's got that big mouth mic.
She's got the T-Rex arms. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like in Toy Story.
Yeah, underdeveloped.
The dinosaur with his little arm.
I tell you what about her.
It's delish.
Good-o. I would do her a year ago before I do her now.
EVO. Oh, yeah, she is a little overworked.
She looks very haggard.
Totally hagged out.
And really tough to look at,
I think. And she's another one. I mean, like your dog that had laryngitis that has the...
All right, I'm going to be on my third show tomorrow. Exactly.
More Rachel for me.
Oh, really?
I do like Rachel.
You fall into that category.
And I can't disagree with anything you said. I just like her anyway.
Buzz will provide a 30-minute meal.
There's a lady that's on the food channel, the Food Network, that does it's a show called, I know the show's title, it's Semi-Homemade. I forgot. Sandra Lee is the name.
In a totally white kitchen.
She is a total Martha Stewart wannabe, and I hate her content because she always talks like Martha Stewart, where everything, for example, these are my vegetables. I'm going to wash my vegetables in my sink right now and make sure after I wash my vegetables, I'll make my dressing. So I get my olive oil out of my pantry, and I'm going to put my olive oil on my vegetable. So I hate her content. But she has
big yabos.
Huge boobs. And occasionally you get just because she doesn't give it up. Just a tiny hint.
Just like a little look down the blouse.
Just a little crack.
As she's reaching over to stir or something.
Just a little bit of cleavage. Uh-huh. And you're going, boy, that bounty. If you could just do just do one cooking show in a camisole and be a happy man. I really, really wouldn't. I wouldn't have to just engage in this foolish fantasy about Holly Morris.
Mike, I got big news for you.
What's that?
Two big pieces of news. We have an exciting commercial set coming up.
Oh, you know that always excites me.
And I'm feeling kind of stuffed up. It's been 2 hours. Yes. I'm about to go in the bathroom and use the natty pot if you want to watch me shoot water through my nose.
I'd love to see it. I'll go in there with you this time, and you know, I'll stand at a proper distance.
Well, I think you'll love it. I think it's fascinating to watch.
There's no as long as there's no splatter factor.
No splatter factor.
Stand back.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that. As a matter of fact, I'll even cup my hands for what's left.
No.
I'll put it in a cup and get it right out to the fans.
I'd rather you cup my hands the way that... Yeah, I would rather that you cup something in your hands the way that Rob's doctor...
No problem.
...cup something in his hands as well.
Whatever makes you feel better, Don.
Because when I'm putting this stuff in my nose, have I mentioned I take my pants off as well?
Very, very good. Absolutely. I'll do that.
Will you join me in the bathroom?
Yes, yes, please. Rob, get me the rubber gloves.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.